IELTS Listening, version 50906.
You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four parts. Write all your answers in the listening question booklet. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to part 1 on page 2 of your question booklet. Part 1. You will hear a conversation between an assistant in a post office and a customer who needs to send a package overseas. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 8. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 8.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to send this package to the USA urgently, but I'm not sure what the best way of sending it is.
Well, first of all, when does it need to get there?
Well, it's Tuesday today. It's absolutely got to be there by Friday. Ideally, I'd like it to be there by Thursday, but I realise that might be difficult.
OK. Well, there's courier post, but that takes 4 working days, so that would be next Monday. Or a slightly more expensive service called International Express, which will get there in 3 working days.
OK, I'll use that then. It's really got to be there as quickly as possible.
OK. Can I just take some details from you for the form?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, what's your name?
Peter White.
And your address?
14 Mountain Road.
And where's that?
That's in Lakeview.
OK. Now, who are you sending the package to?
Anna Hillman. That's H-I-L-L-M-A-N.
And what's the address?
Apartment 228, North Building.
OK.
Upper Park Avenue.
And what city is that in?
New York.
Now, I need a description of the contents of the package, just so customs know what's being sent.
I'm sending books.
How many are you sending? I need to give the number.
There are 6 in total.
Right. And is there anything else in the package?
Yes, some photographs.
Okay.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 9 and 10. Now listen and answer questions 9 and 10.
Now, would you like to insure the contents?
It might be a good idea.
All right. Now, can we just weigh the package and I'll tell you how much it's going to cost?
Oh, here you are. It's heavy.
It's just over 4 kilos, so let's see. That's going to be $98 altogether.
Will I be able to get a receipt with that?
Yes, of course. Now, if the package gets lost, you should contact us as soon as possible. It's very unusual for anything to go missing, but just in case, your receipt has an ID code on it, which we will need to be able to trace the package.
Right. So will I also need to bring in the receipt and the delivery form to you if it does get lost?
No, you can just give us a call with the ID code, OK?
Mm.
Now, is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's all. Thanks for your help.
That is the end of part 1. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part 1.